At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In today's episode, we discuss getting parasites from eating duck shit, which YouTuber I cuddled with on a gay rooftop, daytime TV conspiracies, and we announce our next tour and why we're not meeting any of you while we're on it. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Sister!
Oh, my sister.
How are you, my sister?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was worried putting on my headphones because you know how voluminous
I was just
going
to say, you are serving... voluptuous.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
The higher the hair, the higher you can get.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Well, we didn't want to bring God into this again.
You know what? The higher the hair, the closer to a meteor.
True.
True. The Galileans.
Closer to the Galileans.
Oh my God, is that what you're up to? You know, Jimmy Neutron, famed...
Boy genius,
mm-hmm. Highest hair of them all.
Does he? Is that an official Guinness
Book of World Records? Yes. If you could join the Guinness Book.
Remember when I took a Guinness World Records 2016 to Lake Tahoe?
So there we were about to go to Lake Tahoe for the weekend for 4OJ. Did we talk about 4OJ on the podcast at all?
I don't think so.
Well, let's get into it. So we were going to Lake Tahoe, which is where, Corey?
It's a lake.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. So I was talking to Raymond last night. Raymond Braun, who some of you might know. He was telling me that if you swim in a lake and you accidentally swallow some of that water.
Lake water.
You know what you can get?
Parasites?
A parasite.
Well, yeah.
From eating duck shit. So I'm a little bit frightened.
Okay, well, listen.
For our camp. Speaking of which, we need to promote Go Camp 17. You guys should sign up. You won't get a parasite from eating duck poop.
I was going to say, we hadn't told them that I'm going to Camp 17.
Are you coming?
Yes.
I don't know.
Anyway. I'm going to be there like throwing things.
There's going to be some people there that you guys don't know about yet. So,
surprises.
Corey's going to be there. Before we go any further, I got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is so applicable after Corey's big announcement just now. You guys, we're going to camp. And if you want to come, you are more than welcome. Bethany Moda and I are starting a camp. It's called hashtag best camp ever. It is in August. There are still spots available. If you go to gocamp17.com, you can register today. It is a sleepaway camp, which means you go away for a week. You get to abandon your parents and get away with us, and we're going to have the best time ever. I have so many fun plans in the works, and we just had a meeting with them, actually, about like all the fun things we're going to do at camp. And I'm like, I was saying this and this and this, and they were like, yeah, sure, why not? And so literally, it's going to be so amazing. I can't wait to go. You're not going to eat any duck shit in a pool, but you are going to have the time of your lives. So go to gocamp17.com and register today.
Now back to pools and lakes.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about like swallowing lake water. The other day, I was at a pool and these kids were just like gulping up the water and spitting it right back in.
Ugh.
It was so gross.
You know what? That's survival of the fittest.
So there you go. And then this girl, she was gulping the water, spitting it back in. Then she gets out and they have one of those like cucumber water like stations next to the pool for like.
What pool were you at?
I was at a resort.
Oh, I'm imagining you in like a trough next to the road.
No, it was a hotel pool.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And so then the girl gets,
you can't get a parasite
after
with chlorine.
Gulping the water and spitting it back in, then she gets out and turns on the faucet to the cucumber water and starts washing her face in the cucumber
water. Is that not me?
Yeah. And she was like way too old and should have known better to be doing
How
any
old was
of this.
She?
I don't know.
You know, old I just went to
know better.
I went to a rooftop
pool. Oh, you did? Situation you went to a rooftop pool?
On the weekend, yes. At the London Hotel. Because Casper and Joe were in town.
Oh.
And so me, Casper, Joe, and Connor went to the rooftop. And I guess I didn't understand how big of a thing that is.
What, a rooftop pool?
Yeah, do you go to those?
I've been.
I don't do that.
I've like, there's a couple of my friends who live in apartment complexes here in LA.
No, I'm talking like hotel though. Because roof, like a
well, I mean,
apartment complex, it's like, what, 10 people that can have access to
it. One time I went to one and saw Red Foo from LMFAO.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
My first thought when you said Red, I was like, from O-I-N-T-B?
Yes.
Red Foo. Now, which one is that? The one with the gold lame?
The younger one.
Not the uncle.
Not the uncle.
The nephew.
The nephew. He was wearing literally like, it looked like he had just walked off set of an LMFAO video.
Well, maybe he had.
I don't think he had.
Coming to title.
He was literally in his like striped, like garish spandex and jacket and et cetera.
You know what?
Rooftop pools.
They delivered some iconic music that in hindsight, I think we can appreciate. At the time, I think it was overload.
I read an article the other day that said probably... what was that one? Get the Party Started.
Party Rockin' in
Party
the House
Rockin'
tonight?
Anthem. Party Rock Anthem. I was reading this article that said it will most likely be in the top, one of the top 10 songs of the decade.
Wow.
For like downloads and all that. So I'm, listen, do yourselves a favor and re-listen to that downloaded version of Party Rock.
Do they have
Anthem
an album out?
They like retired.
I know, but
after
like
their album.
Oh, so they did have an album.
Yeah,
because you know, I don't know if they released a couple
that, like,
singles
sexy
and it was an EP.
And you know it,
Jesus. I guess it was not. That's straight culture for me. If anything emulates straight culture, it's LMFAO.
Yeah, I think their album was called "Sorry for Party Rockin'."
I'm glad they at least apologize.
You didn't get that album?
I didn't pick it up. No.
Oh.
Did you see?
What does this have to do with the lake?
Oh, what were we talking about? The lake? The pool? The rooftop?
Yeah. No.
Oh, so many gays on that rooftop.
Well, yeah, that's like...
And Casper and I were getting a little tipsy, so I was like, I whispered to him, I said, just pretend you're my boyfriend.
Did he?
Yeah, he was very cuddly with me, and all the gays were looking at us. I was into it.
Wow.
He's got soft skin.
Where?
He lotions, I tell you what. And I asked him, and he goes, what? Or whatever that South African accent is. But all over.
What's the quote from Silence of the Lambs where it's like lotion
He puts the lotion.
Puts the lotion on the skin.
Maybe culturally in South Africa
makes
they lotion.
It soft and warm to
It puts
turn
the lotion
into
on the skin
human
or else
suit.
It gets the hose again.
Oh.
And then that dog at the top barking. Have you not seen it?
I have, but it's been a while.
I love
feel like
it.
That's
I love
what you have in your basement.
No, I don't have a basement.
Like
that's what I have in my foyer.
Sister puts the lotion on her skin.
Sister puts the lotion.
Or sister gets the hose again.
I don't have a hose. I asked my complex. I emailed. I said, do we have hose access? Because I just got these succulent pots. They said, no, I don't. I have to take my water out from my kitchen.
Oh, my God.
This is
first world problems.
This is what being an adult is.
You have to water your own plants.
Asking for hose access.
Yeah.
I've never felt more like an adult.
What did you title the email? Hose access?
You want to see?
Question mark.
I don't know.
You do like a good like three question marks.
You know, I actually really do. Well, speaking of swallowing some water and it having a negative effect.
What?
Let's talk about the Shallows.
Oh. Did she swallow water in that?
I'm sure she splashed some in her mouth, and I'm positive that was salt water.
Yeah.
You saw, you know, she had delusions.
You loved the Shallows.
So,
I had a lot of problems with the Shallows.
Blake Lively or Leighton Meester
or Misha Barton.
It's one of those three white girls that are identical. I'm not quite sure which one. I hope one of them surprises us today in the studio.
I mean, Leighton Meester has brown hair.
Leighton Brownster?
And Blake Lively. And also, yeah, Misha Barton also has brown hair.
Which one overdosed in Cancun or maybe Tijuana or something on the OC?
Oh, my guess would be Misha Barton.
Where did she overdose somewhere.
Didn't she, spoiler alert, die on the OC?
I'm not sure. Let's skip back into the OC.
I watched it like my freshman year of college.
We would have OC nights. It wasn't on Thursdays.
When you were in high school?
It was high school. It was at Sarah Kosick's house every Thursday.
Wow.
And that's where we got Chris McCa from.
Oh.
Because remember in...
Yeah, well, Seth and Sandy and Ryan.
And so they made
and...
Chris McCa. It was
wow,
Christmas
I know
and
a
Hanukkah.
Lot of their names still.
And so we started to have our own Chris McCa tradition in drama club.
Really?
Yeah, and we would all get suits and dresses from the thrift store.
So did you swallow any water with Blake Lively?
Oh, back
to
Blake Lively swallowing water. No.
What if it was called The Swallows?
Was it Blake Lively or Misha Barton? Which one?
Blake Lively. Okay. You know this.
Literally, I'm not feigning ignorance.
I don't know why you're like pretending not to know Blake Lively.
Maybe they're pokey evolutions of each other.
She had one of those like Vogue interviews that you love.
Didn't we all? Oh, the 73 questions?
Yes.
Did you see James Corden's?
No.
It was pretty good. And they asked him if you could, if who's the one person in social media everyone should be following? He said Elfie Days.
Wow. That UCBD.
He might as well have a PB in his Twitter handle.
Psychopavel?
Right.
You know
when
that's what I
think.
When I
see people with PB in their
Twitter
handles.
You're stealing this from me. I actually thought that because I'm a dumb idiot.
I can't believe there's so many PB fan accounts. Thank you.
Yeah, PB fan accounts.
No, I do think Blake Lively and Leighton Meister and Misha Barton are pokey evolutions. They're very Pidgey, Pidgeotto, Pidgeot.
I don't think any of... I mean, I see maybe Meet and Leister.
Meet and Leister.
I think she looks a little bit
Leister?
Like Misha
Isn't
Barton.
That Phil's?
But Blake
Amazing
Lively
Phil's
looks
last,
nothing
oh, Lester,
like
Phil
them.
Lester.
Blake Lively looks nothing like them.
In my head, all skinny white girls.
In my
anyway,
head.
In my head.
By Jason Derulo.
Oh, I'm thinking Ashley Simpson.
Did you see he referred to himself as a legend the other day?
Well, God bless. You know what? You need to be self-aware.
He tweeted a picture of himself and said, a legend never dies.
Love it. Well, he'll die. That's not a veiled threat. Oh, my God. I felt like you yesterday because I couldn't find my clicker. And
well, I don't call it a clicker.
And guess what came on TV?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Wow, did you
only...
watch? Don't spoil it for me because I have new ones on the DVR.
Oh, my God. Well, it was only after watching Dr. Phil, which was
oh,
a two-part,
garbage.
Two-day
That's
episode.
Garbage. I hate Dr.
I need
Phil.
To tell you what happened on Dr. Phil yesterday.
Please.
So there's Dr.
And then
Phil.
I'll tell you what happened on Judge Judy
okay.
last week.
It was outrageous.
Okay.
A guy, and I'm like, are these real stories? Who knows? A guy and his wife, they have a child,
mm-hmm.
and the husband has a dad.
Okay.
So that's the scope of who's involved.
Okay.
The dad gives the child, his grandson, a gift
so
of
wait,
money.
Call him grandpa. And
grandpa gives
and
grandson
okay.
a gift for maybe his birthday or something.
Yes.
Grandson writes a thank you card
okay.
to grandpa.
Okay.
Grandpa is known for being a little crazy.
Okay.
Okay. He has a gun. He watches the military channel. This is how they keep describing him. These are not my own descriptions. That's the lead in every comeback from commercial. And he's a little off his rocker. So the grandson writes him a thank you note. And within a week, the grandpa sends a letter to his own child, the dad
mm-hmm.
and the wife, and says, if you do not apologize for this threat of a letter from your grandson, I am taking it to the government, blah, blah, blah. He took apart the letter that's handwritten and found coding of like, he's like, there's a K here, which means kill. And there's a two here, which means my two grandparents. And Dr. Phil has this family on. And I believe it. I am. And he has it up on the screen, the big screen.
The letter.
And he has the zip code that the son, the grandson wrote the letter, you know, the address of the grandpa. And it's like 4162 whatever. And the one and the six are very close. And he says,
Illuminati.
That's a K. That's not a one and a six. It's a K. And next to it is a two. Kill two grandparents. And he says, you're brainwashing your... And it's just... It was insane. It felt
was
like
the
I was
little
watching.
Kid there?
No.
What were the parents saying?
They were saying, we stay up all night because we feel like my grandpa or grandpa's going to come over and kill us all.
Oh, so they're afraid of him, but they're going to go sit on TV with him?
Yeah.
I hate America.
And Dr. Phil somehow turned this into a two-episode series.
Wow.
I was like, we could have summed this up. Because he said, tomorrow you'll find out all about blah, blah, blah.
Crazy grandpa.
And so I DVR'd it. So now, while I'm here at Psychobabble.
That happens to be way more exciting than what happened on my episode of Judge
well,
Judy.
Well, what happened on Judge Judy?
Well, there were two women.
Hmm.
And one...
I can already tell one of them's guilty.
Yeah, one of them.
Because they're women. I'm kidding. I love women. That was a joke Corey would make.
No, I already said I hate America. I was just sitting here thinking that they're going to all like drag me for that.
What if we had an anti-woman podcast?
I'm sure it exists. Lord knows.
Well, if Trump can get to where he is by hating women, that's like, a, you know.
So you don't want to hear about my two women on Judge Judy?
Tell me about your women.
There they are. One of them's feeding all these feral cats in the neighborhood. They all just come.
Do they all lap up duck poop water?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
how else do you get feral?
So then they just shit all
over. Wait, what is a feral cat? Like a
stray.
Crazy stray?
Yeah. And then so there's just cats all over. And then they go in this other woman's yard and shit all over.
Same.
So the woman started picking up their cat poop and throwing it in the other neighbor's yard.
Honestly, I think she's in the right. Case dismissed.
She won.
Okay, good.
The one woman was trying to sue her, and she's like, no, that's their cats. I was just putting it where it goes.
Wow. And Judge Judy,
Judge Judy saw right through all the filth.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And she, I mean, it was sometimes, if you're a Judge Judy fan like myself, you'll see, like, sometimes there's a whole episode dedicated to one case, and then other times she's so quick, she goes through, like, three
cases in an
episode.
I like it when they do three. You know what I was watching?
This was one whole episode about this cat poop.
Oh, my God, that's a bit intense.
Because, like, a neighbor pushed a neighbor, and the other neighbor sprayed a neighbor with a hose.
I was watching, there was, have you ever watched Hot Bench?
That's Judge Judy, like, produces that.
Oh, well, there I am supporting Judge Judy.
I watched one episode, and I didn't love it.
Well, it's a trio of judges.
Yes.
I feel like.
And it's like, I think he's guilty. You think he's guilty.
They all always agree. I watched two episodes yesterday.
Oh. Well, who needs that? Why do you need three people when none of them are as good as Judge Judy?
One of them is an angry white guy. And then another one is.
Aren't we all?
God, wow. But they all agreed always, but they really lay it in on the guilty party. They really are just, they yell at them. So I think we should get a judge show. What are your thoughts? Woo, ooh, ooh. Why don't we do that for YouTube Red?
A judge show?
Yeah, me and you.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court. And then I walk in with a plate full of
hors d'oeuvres. No. What if it's, ooh. Oh,
okay.
Okay. Mamrie.
Okay.
As a judge. Me and Mamrie as a judge.
Wait, is Beans the gavel?
Oh my God! Yeah, and like banging Beans.
Well, no, don't bang him. Like, make his her little paws.
You,
like,
maybe you plop the head a little bit, like a
ding,
like a ding ding at a hotel.
Yeah. Order.
Who's bringing the hors d'oeuvres? Are you bringing? The
I
hors
am. Whenever
like
either
you
of you
the,
calls
you
hors d'oeuvres,
be the sexy
bailiff. So you think I'm sexy?
I don't. I think you can achieve that someday.
Yeah.
Currently,
not,
no.
Not quite there yet.
Currently, I think you're a flop.
That happens. It happens. Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
Speaking of people going into other yards for certain things.
Is this back to your host?
No, we're getting to Pokemon.
Am I going to get the
host? We need to talk about Pokemon.
Oh, my God. The Pokemon
Are you,
Queens
do you have
edition.
The app?
No, I don't know about it.
So let me lay it down.
I mean, I do know. So here's my thought process.
What's your thoughts?
Every person in the world has this app except for me.
That's not true. A lot of people don't. A lot of countries have flip phones still.
Wow.
And a lot of countries don't even have the app yet. It's only in certain countries.
Can
right
I
now.
Catch a Pokemon in every continent?
Yes. So.
So I can?
So this is, we're announcing, we're going back on tour, not to meet any of you, only to go catch Pokemon.
Dude, like,
fuck y'all.
Is it still going to work? You know, when we go to Australia and we have to get like a new SIM card for our iPhone?
Yes.
Is it
going to
know
in.
That I'm a Pokemon
you
trainer?
In the same way Best Fiends works in different
Do
countries.
I get to design what my Pokemon trainer body looks like?
Yes, but you can't change the size of it. You can be a guy or a girl. It's
okay.
A little gender binary.
Okay.
You can be. You
can I change
like,
my hair color?
You can have like black hair, blonde hair, like blue hair, purple hair.
Wow.
A couple options.
Okay.
And then you can change your outfit. So you can pick like a different backpack color. You can pick a different.
Could
like,
I do like jean
capris,
cutoffs and
or,
like a tank top?
There's no, I don't think there's jean cutoffs. There's no short shorts. I think it's different types of pant.
Okay.
And then you choose what. It's there's like a Hogwarts house situation.
Okay.
You know how there's like Hufflepuff and shit?
No, but I believe you.
Well, you can either be like Team Valor, Team Instinct.
What is that?
There are different colors of like, you can be red.
Can I be green?
Yellow or blue, I think.
I can't be green?
No green.
Those well, I don't like red, yellow, or blue. Those are primaries.
Yeah, honey. But I'm doing very well.
Does that have to, like, does that then go along? Like, if I pick blue, do I have to get, like, a Squirtle to begin?
No, but I do think we should go to the Santa Monica Pier today because I don't have any water Pokemon in them.
They hang out by the water?
Yeah, and I haven't been nor
what about
any
like
lakes recently.
What about like the fountain at the Grove? Is that watery enough?
Well, you know, I don't think so, but who knows? Well, I haven't been to the Grove while
that's
the app is
silly
out.
Because I did a run at Santa Monica Pier like 2 weeks ago and I invited you and you could have come just to catch your damn Pokemon.
It wasn't out yet.
Yes,
was
it? Yes, it was.
I went to the top of that skyscraper.
Was there
Pokemon? There were a lot of Pokemon up there.
Really?
Yeah. It was
like,
nice.
Like flying ones?
Where
can you go to catch a Tangela?
I have not seen a Tangela. I have not seen a Shangela either.
Do you get to start with a Pokemon?
Yes.
So I have so many questions.
You get a Bulbasaur or a Squirtle or a Charmander. And I think what you pick says a lot about
you. I think I would want a Squirtle.
I love picking Squirtle.
I think I would never pick a Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur is a... So in the video game...
Okay.
There are... Because the first gym is Brock.
Yeah.
It's Rock Pokemon. So it's said that if you pick Squirtle or Bulbasaur, it's an easier start to the game.
Because fire can't burn rocks.
Charmander is the hardest, yeah, the hardest one to start with.
I thought Brock is our friend.
In the TV show, yes.
Okay.
In the TV show, he joins them after he defeats them.
Oh.
Anyway, and then Gym 2 is Misty.
Well, you just
and
didn't
that's
even
water
say spoiler alert, and you probably just...
Listen, bitch. If people haven't figured it out, this came out in 90 what?
And Seven.
And so if you have Bulbasaur, it's easy to beat Brock and it's easy to beat Misty. So that's the easiest starter.
Why are you beating all your friends?
And then if you have Squirtle, there's only one advantage.
Who does Brock have? Geodude?
I think he's got a Geodude and an Onix.
Who does Misty have?
Misty has
she has that like...
Staryu.
And that like fire dog.
Growlithe?
Yeah.
Bitch, no. Blaine has Growlithe. Blaine is the Pokemon
Blaine
master.
Blaine sounds hot, though.
Blaine's not hot.
Oh, he's not.
Have you played this game?
No.
So in,
but I mean, the name Blaine, like...
Blaine is a hot name.
Oh, Blaine looks like he's balding.
There's nothing wrong with that. You've dated bald guys.
It's Blaine. Whoa. Blaine's
My stepdad's
old.
Bald. Should Blaine's... we call him to ask what it's like to be bald?
Blaine's so old.
Yeah, well, to be a Pokemon master, it's not just any run-of-the-mill.
Now,
honey.
So if I get this game, can I just catch only cute ones?
You can do what you want.
I want Ponytas. I want Growlithe.
I might have a Ponyta. I do wish you could trade. I wish I could trade,
what
and I
are
wish
like
I could battle other friends.
Cute, cuddly Pokemon. Which ones? Which ones are cute and cuddly?
So I'm currently level 8. You want to know who my...
What if you got an Eevee?
We drove past an Eevee and you were driving too fast.
Why wouldn't you tell me? I know you love Eevee.
If you had slammed on the brakes, I caught a Vulpix and you know I've always shipped Vulpix and Eevee. I want them to fuck.
Who is the bottom?
Honestly, they're verse. My Pokemon include
are
Magmar,
you a furry?
Rhyhorn, Nidorino.
Girl, you sound like you got Rhyhorn after thinking about those other two.
Sister. And you were in the car when I just evolved my Pidgey into a Pidgeotto. And I have a Clefairy. I have a Primate.
Oh, you would have a Clefairy.
I'm really working to level up my Abra. Because I would love an Alakazam. But that's going to be a while because they're pretty rare. So that's where I'm at. So a couple things. So now that we've laid the groundwork for Pokemon.
So what you're saying is I should get Pokemon.
You should definitely get the app.
Okay.
The
Do
Shake
I keep
Shack,
it in my games app?
The Shake Shack in...
West Hollywood
is a gym.
No.
And there's always fucks just standing there battling each other.
Now, are kids like being more social because of this game?
So, there have been some reports from users that it has helped them with a few things in their lives. So, a lot of people have, you know, that might have mental health issues. There were a couple articles about how the app is getting them up and giving them purpose to go outside.
Because, like, so what you're saying is I can't catch Pokemon from my patio.
It's really actually upsetting. Because I was just laying there watching Hot Press Court or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Yeah, Dr. Phil's.
No. Dr. Phil, yeah. And I was thinking, wow, I wish I were catching Pokemon. But there's never any Pokemon in my apartment, which is really annoying. I do wish I lived above Starbucks in West Hollywood because it's always a hot spot.
Wow. So other Pokemon just, like, flock to where Pokemon are. How mad are you going to be if I, like, get this app and then I'm, like, better than you?
Like what happened with Best Fiends?
Exactly.
And when we were at Tahoe for 4OJ...
Is this, like, Best Fiends? I'm, like, evolving critters?
You know, last night I was up all night playing Best Fiends.
Did you catch me yet? What level are you on?
I don't know what level I'm at. All the kids, now that I talked about it in a video, they're all like, you're not as good as me. And they'll send me screenshots of their, like, high levels. Currently in Best Fiends, I am level hold. It's loading.
Oh, thank God.
But I feel like I can't catch up with anybody in Pokemon because everyone's in our neighborhood is so good. All the gyms are so hard to beat. Because
are all these people just, well, and like West Hollywood, it's like everyone in this town's an actor, and they're like...
They got time to play.
They're not, like, going to the restaurant job until at night. No offense, but
well,
they're out catching Pokemon
anyway,
all day.
Anyway, I'm a level 77 in Best Fiends.
Oh, shit. Thank God. I'm at 99.
It's been a slow...
I
beat 76.
And how do you feel about
it? I loved 76. When I beat it, I went and played it again because it was fun.
We were so tickled by it.
It was a fun level. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad for you. So the verdict is, this is, in fact, the Pokemon Go Queen's Edition episode.
It is. Oh, and you know what? Like I said, it's been good for mental health. It's been giving the kids vitamin K. For all the hard work Michelle Obama has been putting in toward getting kids outside and getting active.
She should have really just financed this.
She should have just been like, yo, Pokemon Go gets my stamp of approval. And then she would have, that would have been her greatest achievement as first lady.
As FLOTUS.
FLOTUS. She could have gotten all the credit for Pokemon Go. Not only, here's a statistic about Pokemon Go that I think will interest
I would love a good statistic.
Because of Pokemon Go, streams of the Pokemon theme song have gone up 362%.
So do you think it's going to go in the Hot 100?
It's the top five songs on Spotify right now are the Pokemon theme song, the PokéRap, Pokemon Johto, Go Pokemon Go, and I Want to Be a Hero.
Oh my God.
All Pokemon songs.
I don't know what any of those are.
All Pokemon songs.
I don't know.
Do you know the PokéRap?
It's like, catch him, Blaine's got a Pokemon, and I want a Growlithe.
Not at all that.
And Misty's got a Staryu, and you got a Pikachu.
Rap. It's like your president's rap.
George Washington.
Yeah, go.
Wait, and it names all the Pokemon in alphabetical order?
Not in alphabetical. It's got a rhyme or reason, I would assume.
Is it like Animaniacs?
It's a little Animaniacs. Did we... I feel like we just talked about Animaniacs.
Don't you be an Animaniac. Are you going to do it for me?
No, I'm going to find it. Here we go.
Well, just link me. Someday I'll listen to it.
Oh, my God.
This sounds like... I don't think we have the rights.
I think we have 15 seconds worth.
I heard Ratatata, Pharaoh, and okay. Pidgey. Okay, that's
oh my God, that was a jam.
Seconds.
That was a jam back
Can't
in
believe
the day.
You just got us sued.
Whatever, they can eat my ass. I'll take that promo. No, I won't. Please don't sue us. Did you have the Pokemon album from the first movie?
Okay, here's what
we
you
talk
should
about
know.
This all
Ask
the time.
Me about what Pokemon stuff I had. None. The answer is zero.
Well, there are alien Pokemon that could have gone in your alien alley.
Well, that's rude. I know Mewtwo's an alien.
Mewtwo is not an
my
alien,
knowledge of Pokemon comes from Smash Brothers, so I know like Mewtwo. I know that
Mewtwo. Do you ever play as Mewtwo? As
no,
I like playing as Pikachu. I fuck it up with Jigglypuff.
I only like to do the Pokemon characters in Smash Brothers when like it's like we all have an agreement that all four people playing are all gonna be Mewtwo's for this round. Or like
when has that ever?
That's a fun thing to do. You're like, okay, everybody be a Pikachu. Everyone be a Pichu.
You know what? I just looked up extraterrestrial Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more alien Pokemon than I knew about. Clefairy.
Wow.
Which Clefable. They come from the moon, I guess. Or meteorite.
Whose moon? Which planet's moon?
Our moon.
Our moon.
Staryu and Starmie are said to be extraterrestrials
also.
Anybody
coming from Earth's moon is an alien.
Wow.
Unless you think that to the aliens, we are the aliens.
Well, yeah. Do we eat Pokemon? Do they eat Pokemon in the game? I don't know.
Eat them. Which Pokemon would you eat out?
Any Pokemon?
Okay, no. But do you eat any Pokemon?
I can't
Pokemon?
Believe you ate out Jinx.
I don't even know what that is. That's the one that like looks like that's the gypsy looking one. It's like a fortune teller.
That's the one that had racial issues because first they said
like
that
this.
She was in blackface,
see
so they changed her face to purple.
See what I'm doing with my hands?
Yeah, she does do that.
Yeah, okay.
I used to think about Jinx and Mr. Mime fucking. I bet there's fan art.
I think we've had enough Pokemon.
Did I think about a lot of Pokemon fucking? Oh, here's a picture of them making out. I'll show you.
Speaking of Pokemon Go, I think we have to go.
Oh, wait, do we? Oh, that's a shamesical. Okay, bye.
Wait, which Pokemon is shame? Which Pokemon is shamesicle?
Shamesicle? I think that's it's a Pokemon that body shames, but it's an icicle.
Don't you think?
They're really running out of ideas.
Maybe for YouTube Red, we should really just come up with our own Pokemon.
When?
Now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not right now, but
if
like,
you guys are watching, draw a new Pokemon for us, name it, and tweet it to us with Psycho Babble Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we're gonna drag you for your terrible new Pokemon, maybe in a future episode. And maybe we'll put them on our Facebook page, our favorites. Okay?
Okay.
Tweet it to us, hashtag Psychobabble Pokemon.
Bye, and follow me on Twitter.
Okay, good luck with your lives. Bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.